Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Morning, Penny.
Oh, hi, Sarah. You're a bit late, aren't you? You're going to be late for work if you don't hurry up.
No, I'm okay. I'm going in later today.
Are you?
Yes, I've got a dentist appointment. I've told them I'll be in late, so don't worry.
Oh, okay. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
I mean, with your teeth.
Oh, it's only a check-up. No, my teeth are fine. Well, I hope they are.
Sarah, I had a phone call earlier.
Oh, who was it?
Oh, just guess.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it was Harry.
Oh, no. I had a feeling you were going to say that. What did he want?
He wanted to know if you were in.
What did you say?
I said the truth. I said I hadn't seen you this morning, so I didn't know if you had stayed out with a friend all night, or you were just late getting up.
I'm surprised he didn't ask you to go and have a look to see if I was actually in.
Oh, he did.
What? And did you? Because I didn't hear anything.
No, of course I didn't. I told him to phone back later.
And what did he say to that?
Well, he asked me what time you would be in, and I told him I had no idea. That was when he put the phone down.
Did he sound annoyed?
Yeah, he did a bit. He said he must speak to you, and he said he must talk things over with you.
Well, I don't want to. I'm not going to talk to him. Oh, my God, that could be him. Don't answer the phone, Penny. Just let it ring. They can leave a message, and then we'll see who it was.
No way. No, I'm going to answer it. I'm not going to be bullied by him. If the phone rings, I answer it, and I don't care if it's Harry. No, if it's him, I'll just tell him you're not in.
Oh, please just let it ring.
No, he doesn't frighten me. Hello? Oh, hi, hello, you okay? Look, I'm a bit busy at the moment. Can I phone you back later? Yeah, okay. I'll speak to you soon. Okay, bye.
So, obviously not Harry.
No, it's just a friend.
Oh, thank God for that. I honestly started to feel sick at the thought of talking to him.
Look, Sarah, he's bound to phone back at some point. Sarah, do you think that's him? Do you think he's come round instead?
I don't know. It could be. Oh, please don't open the door, Penny. Just go and peek through the window and see who it is.
Okay, well, let's see. Oh, it's a delivery man. He's got some flowers for one of us. Oh, how exciting. Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, bye. Oh, these are beautiful. So let's just see who they're... Oh, Sarah, they're for you.
Bin them.
What? They're gorgeous. Look at them.
Put them in the bin, Penny. I don't want them.
Why? Oh, it's funny, there's no card with them. We don't know who they're from.
I do. Chuck them away, because those flowers are from Harry.
Harry? How do you know that?
Because that's how he works. He thinks he'll get round me with a bunch of flowers. Well, it won't work this time. Nothing he gives me will make me want to go back with him.
Okay, well, in the bin they go. Is this something he's done before?
Yes, tons of times. But I'm not giving in this time. I won't be bullied anymore, Penny. This is my new life now, and he's not part of it. I don't want him, and I don't want his damn flowers.
Well, the problem is, as I said before, you could so easily bump into him. But I suppose you might see his van first, and then you could sort of get out of the way.
What are you talking about, a van? What van? Harry doesn't have a van.
Yes, he does. He told me all about it. He has a van for work with his name on the side.
Work? Hang on. He doesn't work. He's never worked.
Yes, he does, Sarah. He's got his own company working as a locksmith.
He told you that. He's more likely to break locks than mend them. And you believed him?
Well, yes, I did. Why shouldn't I? I had no reason to think he was lying.
No, of course not. A locksmith with a van. I'm not even sure Harry can drive.
Oh, I don't believe it. What's that man like? His name is Harry, isn't it? He hasn't lied about that as well.
Oh, yes. It's Harry, all right. That is true. It's Harry Smith.
Right. Well, there's two of us fighting your corner now. He's not going to bully you again, Sarah. He needs to know your relationship has finished. And I'm going to be the one who's going to have to tell him.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.